Order.
6:19, 18.
Just in time.
All right, just in time, Frank. And while Frank is standing, I'll ask him to lead us in the pledge.
Of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming tonight, sharing with our meeting. Roll call, please.
Karen Armstrong, present. Earl Grinnell.
Here.
Catherine Gingrich-Yunez.
Here.
Frank Hay.
Here.
Leonard King.
Here.
Dan Karofsky.
Here.
Richard Levine.
Here.
George Palmer.
Here.
Sue Trombley.
Here.
Jeff Stitt.
Here.
We have a quorum. We will be continuing our meeting. Under item C, approval of the agenda, resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve the agenda, and we do have a late item agenda item. No, I have to review it and send it around. I'll talk about it when we get there.
Second.
So are we approving the agenda as we know it, not the late item?
Not the, the agenda plus a one late item agenda.
Before we see the late item?
Well, so that at least I can bring it up for discussion. It's a piece of the agreement for the construction like testing laboratories for Cumberland Head. Kind of really got to get it on. It just got back. So I don't want to put it off. And that's the late item agenda. It's the amended version. So this keeps us moving towards the Cumberland Head construction. So that's why I wanted to move it on.
Motion's on the board and seconded.
Yep. Any other questions or discussions? So it's the agenda plus one late item agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. Thank you very much for allowing me to bring that piece forward. I'll now open the floor for public comment. 5 minutes. Yes, sir.
Yes, I'd like to approach on behalf of the BMA, or the Music, Beacon Town Music Alliance.
Yes.
I have to apologize for my tardiness. Basically, we normally get a certain amount of funds from school board, and being my first year as president, I was not aware of the timing. Unlike, you know, the New York State Legislature's day. Who else is on this board?
I get it.
In the past, you have given funds toward the music program. Basically, the agenda that we're pursuing is to try to continue that fund. I don't know, you may have already approved that in the agenda for tonight. I didn't see it in the other agenda that you're giving out of the door. But basically what we'd like to do is talk about continuing the fund that you've been giving us, which has been up to $15,000 a year, which is pretty crucial to our music program. We have a number of kids in all of the different schools here in the district. There's a list of the different kids that are actually participating at each school and what the programs are. On the back, there's some line items, just a few of the things that we think are critical to the further carrying on of our music program. One of the things that's high on the list is hopefully a $4,000 grant. We've started a music theater program here in Beacon Town. It's been successful, but the problem is everybody now knows that these are very easy money makers as far as the leasing companies that lease these music theater programs. $4,000 is basically the cost of these things, and they don't have the resources to develop that kind of money. They want to do a good musical, but they just don't have that kind of money. Mm-hmm. We're looking for a $4,000 grant, which would be reciprocated every year just through the ticket sales, and it would pay for that musical every year from here on out. There's also some things on there for part of that program with the cordless microphones. And the high school band really needs the two of them. So those are just a few of the line items. We have a bunch of other things, but I don't want to overwhelm you. So I just wanted to present that to you. I know it's late, and I apologize for that. But I wanted to thank you guys for your time and your service.
Thank you.
right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excuse me, sir, but could I get your last name for our record?
Lee.
Lee? Double E?
Yeah, double E.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to? Yes.
Hockey with you.
And could you state your name, please?
Judy Peterson.
Okay.
Shazy has come back to me and a group of us saying that they are willing to support the girls' hockey. And what I would just like to say is I'm hoping that when Shazy approaches you to do a merger, that you would be willing to do a merger with them. And at this time, the merger agreement has not been finalized, but just wanted to present that to you and let you know that and hope that you will support it. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Is there anyone else that would like to make a public comment? Okay, we'll next move to our reports and presentations. Item 3, start off with the superintendent's report. Mr. Amel.
Thank you. Actually, my first topic does address the girls' hockey program a little bit. Board Member Tremblay and I, along with the athletic director, Mr. Cook, attended a meeting on March 26th with the superintendent from Shazy, as well as a board member and their athletic director, to talk about both boys' hockey as we currently operate that program, as well as the proposal to fund a girls' hockey program. We talked about many things, of course, in the conversation, but our athletic director, Mr. Cook, is going to look at the costs associated with the current boys' hockey program, trying to get maybe offer a proposal back to Shazy for a little bit more of an equitable balance of the contribution to run our current boys' program. And that was one part of our conversation. The other part of it was, just as you've heard, that there's interest to have a merger for the girls' hockey to form girls' hockey with Shazy, and that either through parent booster funding or some other source of revenue, that there would be some assurance made that there would be contributions to run that program from Shazy. We left that meeting with the uncertainty, and this information we just heard brings it a step further than where we were at that meeting. We talked also, and I'm turning to you, Steve, a little bit, see if I'm missing some of the key parts, but we also talked about the feasibility, whether it's a good idea or not such a good idea, to have multiple other school districts in our community either merge to form a league of sorts or to merge among themselves to form teams. And that has both some pros, but it also has some limitations to doing that. I thought it was a very good conversation with all the parties involved, and we left that meeting with an assumption that we would check out our proposal on the boys' hockey program and wait to hear from Shazy as to their plan for this board to consider for a potential future merger for girls' hockey. So, back to this. That pretty much it, Steve, as you remember it, or is there anything I've left?
I believe so, yeah. I think they made Shazy board president and the board member and their superintendent made it pretty clear that they didn't have funding in their budget for anything like this, that it was going to be a self-funded program for the girls for 3 years. And they did not talk about any funding after the third year. To me, they were more interested in what we wanted to do with the boys' hockey team, what we expected from them from the boys' hockey team. And like Mr. Amo said, we're waiting for Shazy to get back to us on any proposals for the girls' team.
Okay. The next item has to do with a request for consideration of retirement of a jersey, number 18. There were two students who were certainly students of Beekman Town Central School District who were tragically lost years before their time in the last several years. And there is a request for the consideration of possibly retiring their jersey number. It turns out they wore the same number, these two students, and number 18, as a matter of fact. And if it is to, if it meets with the board's approval, the plan would be, or the request would be, to have a halftime ceremony in the fall where the family members would be brought out, you know, to the 50-yard line and receive the contribution, if you will, of a retired number in memory of the two students. And of course, you may recall, you do recall certainly Eric Pellerin, who was in the class of 1997, and Brian DeForge, who was in the class of 1999. So I mentioned I would bring the information forward to the board, and we'll certainly will follow up on any feedback or lead that you provide for me so that I can respond to the inquiry.
Yes, sir.
Scott, I go back a long time, and we had a boy that was killed many years ago that was a member of our football team. And if we do this for number 18, I think we've got to go back into the past and find John Bursey's number and retire that one also.
Do you remember what the number was?
Well, no.
I thought I'd ask.
Did we discuss that? Is that our board session? Does that have to be a policy or something?
Well, that's what we're bringing it up. If you want to move this forward, we're going to add it to our work session discussion and possible action. So
it may come fall into the policy we did for memorializing. I was stuck, you know. We may have a policy.
Well, I looked at that, and it doesn't really address this specific situation. So we need to discuss it, but I asked to have Mr. Amo bring it forward so that the board could make a decision on whether they want to pursue this or not. If so, we will add it to the agenda for...
And we'll probably have to create a policy.
Well, I think we should be adding to the policy, and I'll have that copy there for that evening of the... I can't remember how we titled that policy exactly, but the one where we talked about the honoring of in the school... and outlined how we would do it. So I'll have that in your packets and ready to work on it on our next meeting, workshop meeting.
Okay, the next item I received literally stamped today, or yesterday rather, a letter from Nova Bus Company. Well, Nova Bus is a company based in Quebec, and they have announced their intention for groundbreaking ceremonies for the creation of a bus assembly plant. And the bus assembly plant is going to be in the Banker Road Industrial Park. So Nova Bus is announcing groundbreaking ceremonies for the date I will give you, which is next Wednesday, April 16th at 1:30. I have been invited. I will be out of state during that time, so I'm mentioning to the board members if there would be a board representative who could make themselves available, certainly as many as you'd like. I will certainly communicate to the group that invited us, which is the president and CEO of the company, that we would be have a representative there for the groundbreaking ceremonies. Other individuals invited to attend include Governor Patterson, Senator Schumer, Senator Clinton, Representative McHugh, Senator Little, and Quebec Premier Jean Charest. So it's quite a group to gather around the groundbreaking of this particular event. And as I said, I would otherwise attend on your behalf, but I won't be in town, so the invitation is there for you.
Well, next Wednesday at 1:30?
Again, April 16th at 1:30, and that will be out at the Industrial Park, Banker Road Industrial Park.
Yeah, I can make that too.
I'd like to attend that.
Okay. I'll communicate tomorrow then that we have representatives. Super. By the way, the plant will be employing 435 people when fully functional.
I'm just going to say, Tony,
we've heard that before.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we have.
Frank, any questions?
No, I was just going to say, it wasn't unusual.
Was it?
Yeah, they mentioned the groundbreaking. They said 335.
Yeah, the letter indicates 435. So that's nice.
Anything is better.
You bet. Okay, super. Quick update, district newsletter, near final draft of publication. It will have an insert page detailing the Excel project information specifically as an insert to the newsletter, so it can kind of be a takeout and keep handy, if you will. But it'll have a lot of other features with it as well. We'll have a couple of full-page spreads of student photos and captions from activities that are going on in all of our school sites. Have the calendar, once approved tonight, the district calendar will be a part of the newsletter. We will have the propositions that will be appearing on the main ballot. That will be included in the newsletter. And we have a deadline to read the galley, proof it, and kick it back to the the printers by Friday of this week. So serving notice that I have brought tonight for anybody, perhaps after the board meeting, to look at the galley, and you'll see what's going to the printers, or take last-minute changes, we still can do that. So just an update on that piece. And my final piece is a reminder for negotiations team. Negotiations, we have received information from the BTA that either June 3rd or the 18th would be their best times to begin formal negotiations. That would be an evening session. I would like to confirm with the BTA one of those two dates. I have heard the 18th seems to be the preferred date, but again, I would like to bring confirmation to that before I communicate and lock the date in. Okay, that's all I have.
Thank you.
I'll ask you.
Go ahead. This is a good
time. Well, we had discussed about marathon negotiations. It doesn't sound like that's going to happen.
This is a good time to ask it, if there are.
Yeah. I don't know if the BTA was supposed to doing like an all-day, like on a Saturday all-day.
No, I didn't sense that. It wasn't actually the association isn't a delay. It's their person. It's their negotiator. That person, I believe, their negotiator is dealing with 13, I think was the number of contracts that are being negotiated, that she is negotiating for various districts. So it was a matter of, okay, what's the next best two dates I can provide? BTA was, as I said last time, was very willing to start soon in any format that was agreeable to the board.
It just seems like you get more done in like a full day instead of negotiating.
Well, again, I'll be glad to talk with the team and counter either off of one of those nights into the next day if it's a Saturday. I think the 18th is it's a Wednesday. Okay. That's my update. I need to see the negotiation team members to figure out the best day and time for us to meet, and then I'll contact the representatives.
Our two members are Kathleen and Leonard.
Kathleen and Leonard, you bet. And that's it.
Mr. Clemson.
Yes, I just have one thing to report on tonight, and that is to give the board a brief update on where we are with the risk assessment from the internal auditor, Carl Safart, Safart and Safart. He has informed me that he's finished the initial field study of the risk assessment and his internal audit, and I'm expecting within the next couple of days to receive a draft report. Of which then the superintendent and I will sit down with a meeting to review the draft report with the internal auditor, then move it forward to the board level afterward. But all of his field work is complete, and we're anxiously waiting to see what the report says.
Questions?
That's all I have to report.
Jeff?
Yep. Thanks. We just finished up our student council elections. The candidates finished up their videos, showed them to the high school, so we should have the votes in pretty soon. Within the next couple months, I think you might be seeing next president of student council. I'll probably bring to a meeting, him or her. I put in your spots prom invitation extended by junior class. So if you could RSVP whenever you get the chance. And just to continue on what our BMA president said about our tuba situation, we could really use a tuba for our band. Our last concert, our Pops concert, we had a teacher playing for us. I think if the Cumberland had tuba or her tuba, I don't know. It was hers. So it'd be nice if we could have a tuba for a student to use if they wish to play that instrument.
Questions?
And that's all I have to report.
Thank you. And on behalf of the board, thank you very much for the invitations. We'll next move to item four, which is the minutes. Resolved that the Board of Education does hereby approve the minutes of the meeting of the Board of Education held on the four following dates listed below.
Motion.
Thank you.
Richard. Second.
Thank you, Richard. Leonard. Comments, questions, corrections? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. New business? Under A, CSE recommendations, resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education the approval of the CSE recommendations dated 4-8-08. Thank you, Richard.
I'll second.
Thank you, Steve. Please note that there's two copies. One is starting on next year's. They're dated at the top, and one stated that for review is continuing this year's. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. Under personnel, appointments. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to reclassify the civil service title of head auto mechanic to that of the civil service title of senior auto mechanic, effective 4-9-08. Position will be included in the Beekman Town Support Staff Supervisors Association contract.
Leonard.
Thank you, Leonard. Thank you, Richard. Questions? Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to change Kevin Hebert's civil service title from the transportation supervisor, which is was an interim position, to that of the senior automotive mechanic, effective 4-9-08, with no change in salary.
Motion.
Thank you, Richard.
I'll second.
Thank you, Steve. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain? Noes? Motion carries. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education the following substitute appointments beginning on the date indicated for the four people listed below.
Motion.
Thank you, Richard.
Second.
Thank you, Earl. Questions, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. Under miscellaneous, resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve the following novels. Those were submitted in your packets for the three listed below. Thank you, Richard. Second.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Steve. Discussion? Yes.
And just the one book that makes me think of this. If there's any opposition by parents to a book, language, or situation, how do we deal with that? Do we deal with it up front, or do we wait?
I'd like to refer to him because I just had one. I turned over and I informed him that a parent called me with he said he didn't like the book, and I told him to call the principal, and he did, and he never got back to me. So I assume it was resolved at that level.
And I'm going to see Garth back here, so I'm going to refer to him. I have a response, but I want to be sure it doesn't violate what's been done up to this point. So Garth, would you please add to that?
I have trouble hearing Kathleen's question.
Has to do with textbooks, or excuse me, books that might be found objectionable by a parent. Mm-hmm. I'll put it in maybe two contexts. If it's a required text for the course, or if it's a supplement to the course, is there any particular approach that you have taken in the past when that objection has been raised?
Anytime we have a parent that makes an objection for a required reading and does so in a and would wish that their child not be exposed to that material, we give them we offer them a selection of something else to choose from.
That's what I was going to say.
So there's always a substitute that we can use for that. We do that also in biology when we talk about evolution. We have some people sometimes who object to the teachings of evolution. So we do a substitution for that. Sometimes these books also are introduced and aren't used every single year. Sometimes they're used on, you know, rotational basis, just so that it's not the same content year after year after year. So even though they're being adopted right now, it doesn't necessarily mean that they'll be used across the board by next fall. And one of them's a driver's ed textbook. It's a new edition.
Well, that one's very questionable.
That was going to be my question, whether or not this was required reading or not. Because if it were required, I had brothers that were correction officers and nephews that were correction officers, and I wouldn't want my ninth grade daughter reading some of the goings on that's going on in prisons. And if that were required reading, I would not be in favor of this book being in our library.
I didn't mean to insinuate that I was against the, against the particular book. I think we need to be really sensitive to the issue of censorship on this board, because that's something that you can read, it's nationally an issue when school boards decide to censor a reading that they have entrusted the professionals they've hired to make that decision on. I just wanted to make sure that there was some kind of a little bit of room for parents' parental discretion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, again, I would want to know whether it's required reading. If I am in an English course and I'm required to read this book, and as a parent, I don't want my daughter reading this garbage, then I don't want the book being used.
He just said that they give them an alternative book.
Required?
Yes, yeah. He said.
Yes. Anytime we have any of the readings that would be defined as a required reading, if there's an objection from the parent regarding that book, we do alternates. Across the board. I've never denied anybody an alternate reading, ever. And nor would I.
Do we have a policy on... We do have a policy that says the board has the authority to approve textbook selection. Right?
Yes. Yes. We're charged by the state to have to do that.
And, right. But there isn't anything in the policy with respect to censorship. I don't know.
Vague. It's very vague from what I can remember. It does kind of tiptoe around it. But maybe we should bring that policy back.
I'm surprised we haven't had to deal with this issue before.
Literature, as you know, invites multiple perspectives on the same topic, and that would increase the, as you said very well, it would increase curiosity, if not angers, if not strong feelings either way. One of the things we tried to do with the text, with the novel adoption, and we're talking about novels with this particular group for the most part, is that there's a category indicating having the team that looks at them to indicate ahead of time, is it possible there's objectionable material in here? And that's, again, but that's served, that answer to that question is through the eyes of the beholders who are reading it and recommending it in the first place. But we did try to at least put that piece in there so that it can draw attention and whatever attention needs to be drawn to it. If there's a questionable item, know that it may be, discuss it, and decide if it's to be accepted or not accepted. I was glad to hear Mr. Prichette's comment, though, with respect to a query about a text. I'm very glad to hear that we would always offer the alternative, or most importantly, work with the parent on the goals and objectives of that particular text and find what would be the next appropriate selection to use to get at the same goals and objectives.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Since I've talked to a constituent recently about this, the important thing when I talked to the person was they want to know if I found that reading offensive, and I said it doesn't matter whether it offends me or not, whether it offends you or not, and that's the key. It's the individual. It isn't whether it offends me on a board, it's whether it offends the person. And then, as long as we have an available second, I'm happy with it.
Just wanted to follow up, I think, Richard's question as well. I did not receive a phone call from a parent inquiring about...
I think it might have been Sue. Did you get a phone call? Well, maybe he just didn't call anyway.
But I didn't receive any calls.
Yeah. Well, I sent them back through the system, so I assume that they did. I'll have to call and make sure.
Any other questions or comments? I did mark it down to bring also that policy that we have forward for our workshop. We can take a look at that and see where we are with it. It's probably a good idea to review that also at this time, since this is the time of year we start looking at textbooks and books in general. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Motion carries. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends the Board of Education to adopt the 2008-2009 school calendar, which was also sent to you in your packet. Thank you, Richard.
Second.
Thank you, Frank. Any questions or comments?
The only comment I've got is we seem to be getting more snow and stuff again there. Are we going to run into a problem on snow days?
Hey, I hit it right on the mark this year.
Yeah.
I didn't set the calendar, so I'm taking a lot of credit for a good call, but I don't have any more information from meteorologist Mike or whoever tells us these things. We went from this year and said, it looks like we hit four. Let's count on those four again. The calendar does, of course, contain, always has a plan. If a fifth day or et cetera is needed, then we would identify the public in a very timely fashion. But a little bit of a joke among our administrative team trying to decide if four was a good number or a brave number or whatever it might be, but we settle on that.
Okay. But if you notice down in the lower corner, there's alternate dates that are used.
Yeah.
In case of emergency. Or another ice storm.
Yeah. It's okay.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. Under financial, resolved that the Board of Education accept the following reports as presented by the Audit Committee.
I'll move it.
I'll second. Steve? And Richard? Seconds. Questions? Comments? I'd like to thank my audit team for moving forward with that in my absence that night. I had a very important date that I had to cover, so thank you for that.
We'll always take care of you, Steve.
Yeah, I'm sticking with more work to make it up, right? But that's okay. Thank you for that. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. Under B, resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to accept the following donations and approve amending the district budget to increase in the amount of $1,192.
Motion.
Thank you, Richard.
Second.
Thank you, Leonard. Questions? Comments? All in favor?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. We've got to do a roll call. Thank you.
Steve Tremblay?
Yes.
George Palmer?
Yes.
Herb Brunel?
Yes.
Frank Hay?
Yeah.
Catherine Brindier Funes?
Yes.
Leonard King?
Yes.
Karen Armstrong?
Yes.
Richard Levine?
Yes.
Sam Krosky?
Yes. Under C, resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends that the Board of Education approve the following transfers that are over $2,500. Three listed below. This is to pay our textbook
motion.
Thank you, Richard. Second, please.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Steve. Questions? Yes.
What is this purchase for?
This is the purchase of the second
payment for the books we bought last year. We did it on a two-year payment plan.
Reading program for the reading. One of them for the elementary.
Right.
So it's a second and final payment.
We decided to put it through 2 years.
We didn't budget it in the textbook area.
That was my question. Where was the money supposed to come from for this? Because we approved it last year.
It was from the textbook money, but we had that there wasn't enough in there.
Yes. Would you, Mr. Klein?
It's actually, we had budgeted half this year, and then we were going to pay half next year. And we chose not to budget for it next year, but just to buy the remaining half this year. We've already received all the books. We had made a deal with the company to pay half 1 year and half the next year. Because we had some excess funds, we thought we could absorb it this year and therefore not have to budget for it next year, and by saving that money in next year's budget.
Thank you.
I forgot about that.
So this is a final payment.
This is the final payment.
So this, yeah. So this will be
right. But we're not.
We'll represent the payoff of that series. Yes.
Which helps keep next year's budget down.
I have a question.
Yes.
But we still have more. We're preparing to bring forward. No.
Math.
Yes. Yeah. There will be others.
Specifically math right now. Yeah. Yes, sir.
By doing it this way, am I correct in assuming, though, that we reduce our fund balance by $104,000?
No. We're paying for it out of general fund budget. It's not affecting fund balance.
Okay.
Well, it's money that would have went into the fund balance.
Because if we didn't spend that this year, it would be left over at the end of the year, and it would go into the fund balance.
We just can't spend more than we budgeted from last year, and this is left over.
Correct.
Basically.
That would be. That.
If we didn't spend it, it would.
This would be left over at the end.
But it's not part of fund balance.
Yeah. Correct. Not presently. No.
Okay, well, question. We need about $80,000 a year for books. The budget.
Well, the 104 was an additional item.
I know, but what's budgeted. What's our normal year? Like we have in a certain amount of years, about $80,000.
That would have been the first year I was here, and I don't recall what that was. 80 rings a bell, but I can't go on the record by saying yes. And this is for new textbook purchases, which is a different budgetary item than replacement.
Okay.
We simply did it so that we didn't have to absorb the cost next year. We were able to save that money in next year's budget. For this purchase.
Can I ask a related question?
Yes.
Did we, I don't know if anyone on the table remembers, when did we request an evaluation of the series? That after the completion of the introduction? Or was it?
Do we have a pilot?
We talked about an evaluation of
I thought they told us in their presentation that they were going to need 2 years to really,
okay.
to really show. And even that was going to be. You know, they could probably give us some preliminary. We could ask the elementary principal. But if I remember right in their presentation, they said a couple of years before we could even. That's my recollection.
Just want to make sure we don't forget.
The three would be better.
Would you like a response from one of the principals? Okay. Okay. Any other questions? Comments? All in favor? This is roll call again. Sorry.
Steve Trombley.
Yes.
George Palmer.
Yes.
Herbert Now.
Yes.
Frank Kay.
Yes.
Kathleen Greenberg Funes.
Yes.
Leonard King.
Yes.
Karen Armstrong.
Yes.
Richard Levine.
Yes.
Stan Kurowski.
Yes. Motion carries. Under D, resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve the payment for health services to Peru School District for the 2007-08 school year in the amount not to exceed $28,405.98 for the service of 51 students at $556.98 per pupil.
Motion.
Thank you, Richard.
I'll second.
Thank you, Frank.
Question?
Yes.
Does this have to be a roll call vote?
No.
No, this is a budgeted item.
Okay.
Yes, Rick.
And just to refresh everybody, these are the children that go to Seton
Catholic School. Yep.
The high school.
And it is lower this year, by the way.
And Lakeshore Christian, too.
Lakeshore Christian, yes. Any other questions? Thank you for that, George. It's a good point to remember. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. E, recommended to the voters for the district to the annual district meeting on May 20th, 2008, the following proposition, adoption of the 2008-2009 budget. Resolved that the Board of Education adopt the proposed 2008-09 school budget in the amount of $36,149,436.00. Motion. Thank you, Richard.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Steve. Any last comments?
I have one question.
Comments? Questions?
Seeing that we had a request from the music people, could we still do something if we vote this in? Or is that...
No, that mocks that budget.
So we wouldn't be able to do anything if we vote for it?
Or we could look at something...
Some other way.
But
I mean, I just want to know, are we completely ruling out if we vote for this?
That's up to the board.
Is there anything in there, like last year, where we had 15,000? Is there anything in there this year?
No, last year there was a $15,000 initiative for musical instruments.
Right.
And
the year before it was $10,000.
That is not an initiative this year. The monies that are allocated to the music department would be allocated to the building allocations that the principals handle. And each one, has allocated appropriately as they seem fit for their departments.
Essence,
it can be addressed in that manner.
Yes.
Okay. As long as we have an option,
I'm fine. I said, in essence, then it could be addressed in that manner if it's part, because if we start separating, in my opinion, for one group, we're going to have to be receptive to separate
group
for other groups.
Right,
so if there's a mechanism
yes.
in
yes.
place in the budget to accommodate that, I think that.
Yeah.
Just my initial feeling, we should maybe stick to our mechanism and make it work.
Right.
Did the building administrators understand that funds for music program would be part of their building allocation?
Well, the funds are set not specifically for music. It's allocated funds specifically for the building.
But I mean, I didn't understand it in their mind. They were thinking that would be a component of their individual budget.
No, the building allocation, as it is every year, they have a certain per pupil allocation for materials, supplies, and different things, and then they allocate it individually to the departments. I believe they go through a process of discussing with their departments.
Turn it to principals. Yeah. Garth, would you like to?
Yeah, one thing that I'm really proud of that our music department's been doing, in the last 2 years, we have kind of, every building has money set aside, allocated for the music program and the art programs. And what the music program has allowed themselves to do is communicate between building needs and share their funds accordingly. So that now all of a sudden the pot of money that is available to purchase musical instruments isn't just what it would be for the high school or the middle school or either the elementaries by themselves, but they kind of pool their money and try to help one another if there's a big ticket item to be able to really that's the only way that you can go about doing that. Otherwise, their building allocations in the music department will be rather large. So they kind of centralize their money and kind of get what they need to get initially before they divide the rest of it up, back up between buildings. I know that we also use the BOCES, COSER, and buying some material supplies and equipment at a discounted rate. We've used that avenue as well.
Yeah, I have a music closer here.
But I have no idea what the cost of the two of it is.
$2,500.
$2,500.
Cheap.
One of the ones.
The department chair recommends what they need, and if I'm correct, a building will take turns with this big pot of money and decide what instruments and what materials
and at what level
music they need and at what level.
So So that, I mean, it's a really nice idea in that by doing so, they allow themselves greater buying power by combining their money.
So someone clarify for me my confusion, because I understand that process. I understand that process, because we've been doing that for about 3 or 4 years now, right? Pretty much. Which is great. But I thought early in the budget process, we discussed this issue about a lump sum for music. And I remember one time it was like, well, we'll talk about that, you know. And then the second time we discussed it, we said, well, we would hear from, you know, the music DNA. We would see, you know, what they got last year and what the needs would be this year. We would reconsider it. This is the first time I've heard that it's just not even going to be considered. Because unlike athletics, that even though over 1,700 kids by these numbers are involved, unlike athletics, the Booster Club for Athletics is able to generate a lot of things happily for our kids in athletics. Even though this many children are involved in music, we're not seeing that kind of money. I mean, it's such a new organization, you know. And they can't really, it's like make, you have to have money to make money in real estate. They can't really proceed and do things without a loan to do that. And I think our cost per pupil is so low, we've seen that in relation to other schools our size throughout the state. I don't understand how we can even hope to accomplish greater gains by taking out the building allocation, which seems to me to be really just very bare minimum for people. I didn't need a grandstand or soapbox about music, but all in all, it's no secret how I feel about that organization, but I think we're just giving lip service to it, to say other groups are going to get right behind them if we give them money. They're a fledgling organization. And I feel uncomfortable voting the number, which I think the budget's really good, don't take it personally, please. But I guess I'm confused about why this seems to be left out.
My recollection was that the putting it in the way we did was just leaving it open to having a lot of other groups saying, well, you're giving a piece of money to that group or a piece of money to that group. So rather than have an initiative, we decided that, or I don't know if we decided, but we discussed it on not having initiatives per se.
So, in other words, so that other people wouldn't really want to, I'm not trying to be facetious at all.
Right. I understand
what
that.
What I'm hearing you say is that so that other groups wouldn't try to get us to match funds by not putting it in that way, what we've essentially done is bite off our noses, bite our face, because now the group's not going to get the money.
No, right? I didn't say that.
What this... I don't know if you can say that, but
my question is, I understand what Kathleen's saying. To put it in perspective, from what she's saying is we spend $1.2 million on athletics, and $10,000, $15,000 is a drop in a bucket when you compare that.
My question is,
you're taking care of kids either way, you know. You take care of that many kids.
But you need to include the salaries of the teachers if that's what you're looking at.
It's nowhere near. Yeah. But my point is, did we increase the building allocation so that they could do this? If the allocation stayed the same way it was, I can't see this kind of money being met, especially if you're doing a round robin sharing between buildings or sharing between middle school, high school, and elementary school next year. I just don't see how we could even support it like that.
Karen.
Not knowing how the internal process works, just my initial feeling is we have to have an internal process prior to budget development that works and receives the requests within the district, and then a decision is made by the people in charge as to what can be fit in our budget. But if we allow separate items to come forward at this stage, I don't know. To me, it's going to make the process complex, but that's just my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
From my recollection, the reason why we approved the funds before was because the larger items couldn't be accommodated through the per pupil allocation, which is very, very minimal. And for athletics, again, we had the Booster Club, which had been established for several years, who has a very wide parental base.
Information.
This club that has so many kids involved does not have that base yet.
We increased the budget by $15,000. Just for information. Okay.
What, you know, is there,
I mean, that's why I brought it up for, because if we vote, there's nothing, if we don't do something. So I'm just saying that's the way we're voting, because if we vote this budget, then that's, we don't have anything for that.
Well, you vote this budget, you don't have it line item budgeted, but you're voting a dollar, a final budget dollar amount.
We just transferred.
Monies could be reallocated after.
You're saying we have a little wiggle room.
You just moved $104,000.
What I'm saying is, if the board so choose, you could divert funds from someplace else for that purpose, but the budget, bottom line stays the same.
At a later date, we can.
So if we can save some money elsewhere, we can apply it.
Yes.
And we do have assumptions in the budget that we don't know about yet, too. So, I mean, that's something we could put on the hot list that, as we move forward.
I'll vote to move this, I mean, to do it, but I would like to address it later. If we get the funds, I'd like to be able to support.
How many would like to keep this in the forefront?
I would like to see it stay on the top burner.
Okay.
But I have something else after we're done speaking about this.
All right.
And I just want to clarify that.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, me too.
I have nothing against any program, but I'm reading on board at the what's
yes.
happening at the state level.
Yes.
I have a very strong concern about that. That's why I didn't raise my hand, because there could be a lot of factors impact us, and I don't want to make I don't want to.
The other
make
side of the point is that those assumptions that we've made could go sour too, because we do not have a state budget in place yet.
So. And that's the one thing I want to say. They are telling us to tighten our belts this year. And that goes back to the other comment that I want to make. I'm not totally in favor of all the teachers that were put out. I think I will vote for this budget, but I think they better think about next year. You could lose these teachers.
Most definitely. I mean, if things go as bad as we hope they don't,
one comment I do want to make is the letter that came from Mrs. Fox, I think, explained a lot of things that I wanted to hear, and I wish we would have heard that earlier, because I probably could have supported it earlier much easier.
Well, that was a good explanation of the process. But again, a lot of these positions are not solid. I mean, they're going to be reviewed. That's one of the pieces that the superintendent brought forward, that this is, they're under review every year. But this is not just a position, throw it in, forget about it. Every one of these positions will be reviewed on the next budget, whether they stay or don't stay.
On merit.
Yeah.
We've done that before.
Right.
Funded for a year.
Okay. Right. And then look at it. Some of the reasons I feel, personally, why we put more teachers back, or not put them back, but kept them on, is because of the data that was brought forward to us on especially from Mrs. Fox's
right.
viewpoint.
That there, I
yeah, she
explained it.
Explained
better.
It and kind of made a little more.
Right.
It's a difficult situation to explain sometimes, but so
a thought.
Yes.
On the music piece. As we approach closing out the books this year, if there's a way to pay for that requested amount, that's one avenue to pursue without having to affect the bottom line on the proposed budget in front of you. The other alternative is the next obvious one, which is as we start next year or begin to find, for example, in our we budget a certain amount for new positions with new teachers coming in. What if they bring, depending upon their experience, et cetera, the amount we budget isn't necessarily hitting it right on the nose. It usually is a safe enough cushion that if they have not accrued master's degrees, et cetera, at the time we've hired them, we have already budgeted up with an assumption that they they could have come to us for that. So there, it's very possible as we open school and begin our personnel assignments that there will be funds available at the front end of the year to go to a hot list, I think that was the phrase that was used, and say, can this be one of the first items that is attended to? So just a couple of options to think about how we could get at that same issue without necessarily just changing the budget, the bottom line.
I'd like to move it forward, let's keep it on the office. Move the budget forward, then I'll change it. But then, if we have the money?
Yes, Kathy.
Here's the detail, just, I mentioned this too, I think, at the last concert. Were new risers put in for the building allocations for?
Risers are being paid for out of this year's budget.
Oh, to me, the ones that, yes.
Yeah.
We did not budget a line item for risers next year.
But they, no, we didn't budget for it for next year, but the riser costs for the risers, the middle school and the high school, I think, am I saying that correct, Garth? Middle and high school?
Yes.
Okay, are paying for the risers out of this year.
To accommodate what needed to be done to the ones that weren't?
Yes.
And then accommodate extra kids?
It was a safety issue, right?
Yeah.
Yep. That's great news. Thank you.
Any other comments? Yes, George.
Not being able to stay at the last budget presentation, is this the same number that we had talked about previously, had it changed as a result of the last budget, public budget, transportation, public budget presentation?
Yes, I brought a copy with me in case that came up, and it is. It should be the same number. Ryan, you know
this
but
number is the last presentation that we gave.
So it changed between
it changed
the first and second.
Yes.
It had been changed between the second and now.
Had not changed between
thank
the
you.
Presentation correct. And the auditorium.
That's correct.
Tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry, misunderstood. That's
it,
correct.
It was reduced from Cumberland Head to the Beaton
right.
Town presentation. Yes, but not from Beaton Town here.
Thank you.
Ready to vote?
Thank you for your patience.
It's okay. It's okay. Roll call, please.
Steve Trombley.
Yes.
George Palmer.
Yes.
Herb Brunel.
Yes.
Frank Kay.
Yes.
Kathleen Griffin Funes.
Yes.
Leonard King.
Yes.
Karen Armstrong.
Yes.
Richard Levine.
Yes.
Sam Karofsky.
Yes. Motion carries. We move that forward to our ballot. Also want to remind the board that we have two other items that we put on the ballot the other evening, the bus piece and also the
XLA,
thank you, XLA proposal. Under F, resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends that the Board of Education approve the attached list of surplus equipment and materials which is deemed unusable by the school district, consistent with the board policy number 6900, disposal of district property.
Motion.
Thank you, Richard.
Second.
Thank you, Leonard. Discussion? Most of the items are coming out of the shops that are being renovated.
These are going to be part of the little giveaway there they have there.
The auction.
Is it a silent auction?
Chinese auction.
So it was last year.
That's why it's a sale.
All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Opposed? Motion carries. Under separate area category G, resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends the Board of Education approve the following vehicles as surplus and unusable by the school district, consistent with board policy number 69, disposal of district property.
So
Leonard. Thank you, Leonard.
I'll second.
Thank you, Richard. Questions? Comments?
You sure the superintendent doesn't need a suburban?
Not to tow, but for certain.
Are these just sold, or are they auctioned off, or are they just sold?
We'll advertise them for
advertising.
We will advertise for sale. Through a sealed bid. Correct.
How is the public going to take a look at the other merchandise? Is that going to be an open? Yes.
You mean merchandise and this, or are you talking about everything?
Everything.
This one right here, we'd like to hold it separate. We're going to put it actually in the paper for 3 days. They will come in and we'll look at it while we're in session. They can go and they can drill. Everything has been numbered according to the sheet.
Okay.
They will bid on the number. All the books and everything that are associated equipment will be right there. Anything we can find will be right there. They will put their bid, whatever they like, in a steel envelope with a number and their name and address and all that, phone number. They will drop it off Gen Parliament at 3:30 in the afternoon. We'll open up all the bids. They can come in like days before and check it out right up to the last minute, 3:30 on the last day or whatever it is. That's when they'll all be open.
Okay.
At least that's what we're planning on.
Okay. Because I'm sure we'll
have... The other items we have up in West JC have to be sorted and all that. We might go same way. We just might have our garage sale again. Depends on how it is. We're trying to recover a lot of the equipment. We're going to plan on using the very good equipment stuff to support our rooms that we're building and technology.
Right.
So when we get to figure out what we've got and all that, then that'll be subtracted from the mix.
Okay. Very good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. Under additional items to discuss. Yes, Leonard.
I would like to have a safety talk at our workshop session about the discharge of students over here on our elementary wing. I don't know if Don wants to attend that or not there, but we have, we've definitely got a problem on that end, and we've discussed it, and I think it needs to come before the board.
Okay. We'll put it on the agenda for a round.
So, well.
What end?
The elementary?
Middle school?
Middle school?
Not the elementary.
Middle school. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Middle school.
Actually, maybe Shane will also be there because maybe he could come up with some ideas for us.
Oh, definitely, yes. Kathleen?
I'd like to know when we're going to receive tenure recommendations. Does that usually come around this time of year?
No. I don't. How has the board handled that in the past? Most of the dates
prior to the summer.
Yeah. Sure. I can do that as soon as the board is ready.
Well, I'm not sure. Happy. I think it just seems like it's the time of the year.
Right.
There used to be a time
when you wanted to April or May meeting.
It's usually April or May that we come.
Would be late April, I would assume, but May. April, May.
And that's usually
try to incorporate that in our workshop for this coming.
You can do that.
Getting it
is
over,
that too soon? Yeah, we'll be back.
Over the summer, the first month of September, usually.
Right. Yep.
Get it.
Well, we always have the recommendations from you in time to review them and ask questions before they got on the agenda.
Good point.
There's not usually been a problem. There
could. In June. They're approved in June. Joanne's telling me you approved them, and the board has approved in June, so it looks April, May would be perfect. Multiple, two or three kicks at it if you'd like.
Okay. Does the board want to do that for our April meeting or our May meeting? Our workshop I'm talking about.
May.
May?
May workshop?
Yeah,
okay.
Give him a little more time. We're nice.
Okay.
It's not like he has an empty plate.
Last year and find that for some reason I'm having a blank about this.
It's something we've done.
Last year, I don't think
there was any that came last year. We didn't have any.
Okay.
On our level. I don't know.
I just didn't remember this.
Because we don't. Yeah. I certainly didn't. I don't remember any of those on last year. Yeah. But that wasn't. Bring that up too.
I've talked to some parents that have some problems with their bullying policy, saying because the fact that it has to be a persistent activity, like a single incident, you know, isn't as serious as, you know, as you would think it would be, because the bullying, I read the handbook and it's persistent behavior. I'd like to entertain a thought to moving towards zero tolerance. So for example, if a kid takes their kid and slams them against the wall, that's not bullying. It only happened once. So I'd like to...
That's aggressive behavior. That's
I understand, but there seems to be gray area in there where there's a lot of... You can do a lot of arguing what qualifies for bullying and what doesn't. you know, parents talk to me, I like to...
Want to bring the policy back for group discussion?
Right, yes, that's what I like.
Request is to bring the policy back.
Okay.
Either, maybe not that time, but then a second time to have one or more of the principals there for Joha.
Yeah, the assistant principals.
Give us some perspective.
Right.
Oh, definitely on this.
I did talk to Mr. Knight, and he'd be a good one bringing it to me.
Should have the principals there that time.
We compile data, actually, and have been for this part of goals, interestingly enough. So I believe at least one, if not both, of the deans have compiled the data tracking the reasons for the visits to the office. And so that data would be available to look at, and they would certainly offer their personal perspective on that.
Thank you. April workshop?
Fine, whatever. Just as long
or do you want to do it on the first meeting of May when we have our...
Whenever we can fit it in. I don't want to go over the 3-hour limit.
Okay. We'll plug it in there, but we'll definitely should review that for
April 1. April 1, the calendar is
getting kind of full. We may have to move it to May.
Yeah.
But I'll keep that in mind. Yes, sir.
Another topic. I had a parent today ask me why his or her student was disciplined for wearing Crocs. And I said, I don't know, was he wearing socks? And yeah, and so I said, I don't know. I said, there's a board meeting tonight, and I'll ask why they can't wear Crocs. Does anybody know?
Could I get a clarification? What's a Croc?
It's a shoe.
Rubber shoe.
Oh, rubber shoe.
The neon colors. Sorry.
The slip ball.
Do you know what level that question came from? Elementary, middle, high school?
I think it's middle school. I'm not sure.
I mean, it'll help.
I think it's middle school. I'm not sure.
I don't know if we can answer it tonight. We've got to look at the dress code policy and talk with the principals about under what conditions is it. I would assume there are going to be spots in the school day where wearing open-toed shoes or anything like that would be more of a hazard, a dangerous situation. But I don't want to tell you that's
that. Supposedly the parent called the school and was told that it was a health issue.
A health issue.
Does that help?
Students wear Crocs all the time. Teachers wear them. They are not in violation of the dress code. If, for example, the child was supposed to change into sneakers in phys ed class and didn't and refused to, I could see that being a disciplinary issue. Sometimes we have some hygiene issues that we deal with one individually. Those are the types of things that I can think of off the top of my head. I am not aware of any specific instance. I didn't take the telephone call, but it certainly is not, Crocs are not a violation of the code of conduct, but each individual instance is addressed.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
a crack.
So I guess it's a crock.
Tell the parent to call the principal involved.
Yep.
Supposedly she did.
Might have been one of the vice principals.
Well,
that's where the discipline is.
Right. So.
It is. It was a policy
there.
It's our issue.
This policy. Earl, what did you want to have? Information? I mean, I'm not quite sure.
I don't know. I told her I'd bring it up. I don't know.
Okay.
I did.
Well, what would you like us to do with it, though? I mean,
if it's not against the policy, if other kids are allowed to wear them, I don't know where she's coming from, you know?
That's right.
She sees me again.
I would like to speak to the parent, though, if there is a misinterpretation or... I don't know the specifics of the incident, so I think that it's better handled at the building level so we can help the parent out with it.
Supposedly there were furry Crocs. Is there such a thing as a furry Croc? Well, there were furry Crocs.
So could you inform the parent to contact?
I will.
Sue, so if it's at middle school, you want to call you directly, I presume. Yeah, call directly. Have the parent call Sue.
Make sure they go directly.
I got one other quick thing. I wasn't going to bring it up, but since we're all getting these out. On the Excel project, we did the coming ahead, and they came back and said it was over, the bids were over budget, but then they were agreeing to lower it to cover it. Do we have that in writing? Because I know that the bid came in at a certain level.
Don?
And I just want to make sure that the bid, we took a bid at 746 and the capital project covers 608. I just want to make sure we don't get caught for the other 100,000 plus.
Question was on the Cumberland Head project bid and the adjustment that was to be made by the company because their bid
came out. I just got that. They went from 124 to 132, which you changed. That'll be subtracted from it. We're going to be getting back on a change order that we're getting back 200,000 plus. They're going to write that back. That'll go back into the meet it within. That'll bring it down. So we got about 45,000. I'll get you the final figures. I just got it off the.
My only concern was to make sure we had that before we voted in the Excel.
You mean the district initiative?
That's not district initiative.
That's not an Excel.
I know, but I'll shoot it. But part of the capital project.
Right.
Because capital project monies can only be used for that, what we budgeted.
Right. We only had, that's all we had left.
That's all we had left.
I'm just saying it's here. The board members want it. Just if you want to bring it up. If not, I can send you an update.
Any other additional items? Under 7A, if you would so allow me to put this on the discussion, is the additional item that I mentioned at the beginning, and that is for the special inspection construction materials engineering and testing services by Atlantic Testing Laboratories. This is the revised piece that we need to move on to. They're the group that is going to be inspecting concrete and metal materials for the Cumberland Head operation. That's why I need to move it forward tonight so we can keep that moving, so we can get Cumberland Head started. And we already looked at this once. This is the amended version that's coming again, but of course, since it's amended, we need to move on this tonight.
It's already been reviewed by the attorney.
This is reviewed by the attorney.
I'll make a motion to bring that forward.
Thank you.
One second.
Is the motion to approve the contract, or what's the motion?
Approve the agreement.
Yeah.
The amended.
As amended.
So we're actually voting on it. We're
voting on it tonight, if the board will allow me.
But what was the motion?
The motion was to put it on the floor.
Just to put it on the floor.
Yes, we still have open discussion, if I can get a second.
I did.
Oh. Who was my first? Oh, Leonard?
How much less money is the amendment?
I knew you could ask me that. Don?
An amendment is for ATL, the testing lab?
Yes.
What it is that we will cover it with a $10,000 not-to-exceed PO, and anything that we do not use will come back in. Right now, according to specifications, there's certain testing that we need. Steel, concrete, masonry, mortar, block. As a test, what we need, according to specifications, that should well cover what we need, and then they'll bill us for what they do, and then we will return the money back to them.
Did we have a number before? I don't remember.
Yes.
The initial.
I can't remember what the initial was.
The initial was one kind of grand total. This came to from us that we have to support, so it just comes from the initiative as part of it. So this $10,000 will actually come from that money. So
it was included underneath.
It was included in the total.
So it's not new money.
No. They can't, am I correct, Don? They can't proceed with the work in the agreement until it's approved to that you've adopted the agreement as it was amended.
But they're not asking for more money
then. No. The amendment separates it from the basic contract so that it's a little easier. Joe, could you?
I'm not sure what the issue is. The amended contract occurred as a result of my objections to the proposed agreement. There are many clauses in the agreement that I did not
object to, for example, the limitation of their liability. So we've been negotiating with their representative, of course, in place of that. And after several memorandum to me, and I finally had a conference with their representative a couple of days ago, or Thursday last week, we finally came to an agreement of the contract acquisition. They sent that agreement through to my office Monday. I reviewed it to make sure that it had been amended as I had requested. Once I confirmed that, I made the copies which need to be executed in duplicate and presented them to the president this evening.
There. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Don. Any other questions? This is going to be kind of a two-part, because I need a motion on it tonight and move it, and then I'll need a motion for the board to allow me to sign it on behalf of the board for a signature, as requested by our school attorney.
We have to vote on the movement now, right?
First, yeah, there's two separate pieces.
Why is it just one motion?
I have to have two separate.
The agreement's approved with the president authorized to sign the agreement.
Can we do that?
Can we do that?
I didn't hear it.
That the agreement is approved with the president authorized to sign the agreement.
Can we do that all in one motion?
Yeah, one motion. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Okay.
And the motion is from Leonard and seconded by
Richard.
That's on the floor already.
Yes. We're ready to.
I will amend it to read that the president is included to
sign that.
I will also so move.
Okay. Any other questions? Comments? Should this be roll call?
I would, yes.
Okay.
Steve Trombley?
Yes.
George Palmer?
Yes.
Herb Brunel?
Yes.
Frank Kay?
Yes.
Kathleen Grimberg Funes?
Yes.
Richard King? I mean, sorry.
Hey.
I'm sorry. Leonard King.
Yes.
Karen Armstrong.
Yeah.
Richard Levine.
You sure?
Stan Kroft.
Yes. Okay. Motion carries. Before I move to public comment, I do have a copy, 1420, complaints about curriculum and instructional materials. We have copies of those here that people want to take a look at this before our next meeting. We have some copies here, so we'll send those around.
Pass them around. And thanks to Gary, you jumped on, saw the opportunity and slipped
out
and
made copies. Discussing for us.
No. This is just so you have a chance to take this away with you. Okay. Just okay. One last thing we have to remember to get in the packets.
Got it.
No, you one more.
I can have mine.
Thank you.
I can get mine from the board.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I think we're going to be short one.
Still? I'll get you a copy.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe. Did Jeff get one of those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here, you can have it.
Yeah, he's got one.
Oh, he's got one.
Oh,
I just don't know
one.
If
yes.
He
yes,
was supposed to get one.
Yeah. Yes, he's supposed to get one.
That's fine. Public information.
Okay.
Well, I need one. We'll figure it out.
I'll get mine off the internet. Yeah.
I'll open the floor one more time for public comment.
I'd just like to thank the board for their tonight and their concerns about the MA matter.
Thank you. Next is executive session. We do have executive session this evening, and I will ask for a motion to move to executive session to a particular person or person's employment history. Kathleen, second?
Yeah, so first.
No, I'm asking.
Yeah,
okay. Yes, we'll take a 5 minute
break. I saw you.
Where?
All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, I'd like to make sure everybody signs in this evening so that we can document that you were here.